Sports Talk with Joe Smith is proud to present Behind the Scenes with IU Vice President and Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, brought to you by IU Athletics. Come on back home again to Indiana. Okay. It's a whole new ball game. Buy tickets now at IUHoosiers.com. Now, from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, here's Joe Smith and Fred Glass.
So our final show of 2014 with IU student-athletes in the midst of finals. Lots to cover tonight with Vice President Director of Athletics Fred Glass as we go behind the scenes. Our venue, Yogi's Grill and Bar, here at the corner of 10th and Indiana, the proud home of the Old Oaken Bucket 2 years in a row for the first time in 20 years. So come on in if you're listening, if you have some holiday shopping, and have your picture taken with the Old Oaken Bucket, and send some of those. Well, you can make these Christmas cards instantly anymore with the bucket. Send them to Hoosier fans, or if any Hoosier fans have any Purdue fans, you can send them a picture of the Old Oaken Bucket as well. A new member has joined the coaching staff, and you'll be meeting a little bit later. Jeremy Wertzma, former associate head coach at the University of Michigan, and our Fred Glass honor roll for December, as well as our department in the spotlight. Always festive with the Old Oaken Bucket here in the spotlight. Happy holidays from the IU Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, bringing us in part tonight behind the scenes with Fred Glass, along with all of our sponsors. Our producers on site, Joanna and Mike Glasscott, Austin Thomas, high atop One City Center. Our studios downtown, holiday greetings from Yogi's. As I mentioned, our final show of 2014. I'm Joe Smith, and again, if you're shopping, come on in and sneak a peek and take a picture with the Old Oaken Bucket, and we'll start right there because a beautiful sight. Saw it last year, Fred. Welcome back to your show here at Yogi's, and happy holidays, sir.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here, but it's even better to be it's always good to be with you, but it's even better to be with the Bucket.
Well, I tell you what, we'll just start there because it was a culmination of an up-and-down season, a disappointing season only from the standpoint of wins and losses. But that said, nothing disappointment with the student-athletes that graded out well in the classroom football-wise. Tevin Coleman, you and I both were in New York, not only for the basketball game, but Tevin had a big night, obviously, in Orlando. But we had Mark Murphy in New York the same time we were there. So many headlines to capture, and I thought we would start with football because we have that bucket, and it means so much to the athletic department and Indiana University football.
Yeah, it really does, and I'm really glad these kids got rewarded for all their hard work, never quitting, all the challenges that were thrown in their way, and they just answered every one and just kept coming back and finally got rewarded with this trophy with the Old Oaken Bucket. And you know, Tevin Coleman, the first team All-American in 15 years, I think. Yeah. And Mark's the first back-to-back academic All-American in 10 years, and it's the first time we've had an academic All-American and a first team All-American the same year in 40 years. And so Kevin's recruiting the right kids, getting them in the right places to be successful. And I've said this to you, Joe, and I'll say it again. I think we're two plays away from being back-to-back bowl teams. You know, the dumb play against Minnesota, and then Nate going down in Iowa City, and I think this team, but for those things, and I get that's loser talk at one level, but really it's the case. And you know, if those things play themselves out, then everybody's talking about Indiana and the incredible comeback Indiana's having, and Indiana's a darling of the Big Ten. But the fundamentals are in place. The right kids are being recruited, developed, put in positions to be successful, and a lot of those guys could have folded up their tent after Nate went down, but they didn't. They kept fighting, and even fighting into a big headwind, I think comported themselves very well.
Well, and you know, too, you as a student and then as an administrator, we've sat in on some dandy running backs. Anthony Thompson, of course, the MVP trophy named in his honor. Me as a broadcaster for Indiana. Antoine Randall L. And, of course, Tevin became the first teamer since Antoine. And here is Tevin. And again, another great honor, first team All-America for Associated Press. So consensus-wise, the young man from Tinley Park, Illinois, yards aside, touchdowns aside, outstanding student athlete, but deserve it of all of the accolades that he received individually.
Sure is, and just not only a great young man on the field, but off the field as well. I mean, if he had been the Heisman Trophy winner, there would never would have been any issue about him having to give it back someday for some sort of monkey business, you know, because he's just such a great A kid. So we're really, really proud of him and the attention that he did end up receiving among knowledgeable people in football. I mean, the people that really know football are putting him on the All-American team, first team, ahead of some others who are maybe a little more heralded by people that know less about the game.
Well, we had our banquet at the Hinkey Hall of Champions last Friday night when the old Oaken Bucket, that second eye stretching out of there, Mark Deal, who is kind of the caretaker of the bucket, graciously bringing it in here and sitting it down with your wife, Barb. And again, anyone out there in the neighborhood want to come in, or anybody here in the bar area that would like and makes a nice Christmas gift to someone, or just come on over and take a picture of the old Oaken bucket. But you know, so much went on at the banquet, and we had 26 seniors too, and receiving awards, and it was a festive occasion to put the bow officially on the 2014 year.
Yeah, it's a great event. And just to clarify the bucket viewing policy, Joe, any IU fan or IU alum is welcome to come see the bucket, hold the bucket, have their picture taken with the bucket. Purdue fans are allowed to come, but they cannot touch the bucket because it's our bucket. If they ever get the bucket back, which I hope they never do, then they can touch the bucket. But they cannot touch the bucket while we have the bucket.
Well, and that's a very good ground rule, and that is etched in stone forevermore here at the corner of 10th and Indiana at Yogi's Grill and Bar. Well said there, Fred Glass. Behind the scenes tonight brought to you in part by the IU Department of Intercollegiate Athletics. You know, before we leave football, and I believe we got, seven home games next year?
Correct.
Seven home games. So we want to talk a little about Mark Murphy, one of my favorite all-time players, without a doubt, toward the end of the season, playing some of his best football. Informatics major, almost a 3.9, almost unheard of, but just shows you that there is more than the Akron, Ohio, came here, of course, to play football, but to also get an education, and finished high in that Campbell Cup trophy when he was in New York with us.
Yeah, word was that he came in second in the Campbell Trophy, which, as you know, is given to the student-athlete who best personifies scholar-athlete. It's hard to believe that Mark wouldn't come in first, but it's awesome to be second. And, Joe, that 3.9 in informatics, that's serious stuff.
I mean, I was
looking at some of this coursework he's taken. It's like, you know, informational digital analysis of East Indian tribes versus the comet circuit, you know, orbits or something. It's crazy stuff. This isn't like some little rinky-dink kind of deal. So a 3.9 in that is really amazing. And then I'd like to think that it's the Green Bay Packer blood a little bit too. You know, his dad was a long-time member of the Packers, my favorite team until the Colts moved to town. And so I think that Green Bay tradition's a little in there somewhere.
You know, the thing, and so many of our seniors down through the years that have come to Bloomington, graduated, had played football, also throughout their tenure as a student-athlete, Fred, put so much much more back into the community, and since we're talking about Murph, it could run from here to the dining room area of all of the organizations that he worked with, being at Jill's house, or you know, we could go on and on and on, helping kids to read, Bloomington Boys and Girls Club, you name it, he was involved with it.
Yeah, he really was. It's amazing that, you know, not only the success on the field, but in the classroom, and then all the extra stuff. It's really, really extraordinary. Very proud of him.
Well, as I say, the IU student-athletes right now, all of the students going through finals. This is finals week, and we'll talk more about IU athletics relevant to basketball and what is going on. But I just want to mention, since we're talking about our football team, that count them, 20, earned academic All Big Ten honors, Fred, the fourth straight year that at least 20 of our players received that recognition, and that is a program record, and again a testament to what goes on in that academic center and what goes on within the confines of the north end zone and Kevin Wilson's program.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's a two-front war there, and Kevin is recruiting and bringing in the kind of kids that want to and can achieve academically, and setting that as a clear priority for his program, and I think great accolades should go to Kevin and his group for instilling that as a value. Having said that, the academic services team is so pivotal in help providing the support so that the kids can reach their academic goals, especially in a demanding environment. And then ultimately the kids deliver the mail, right? No coaches are taking tests. No academic advisors are taking tests. The kids are taking the tests, writing papers and doing all that stuff in real life courses with real life expectations. And, you know, when all is said and done, that's what it's really all about.
And the best thing about it is Purdue lost the full point, and the Governor's Cup heading into 2015, our next half point available, will be the women's basketball game over in Mackey Arena when Cherry takes her team over there right after the first of the year. But if you're adding up, it's Indiana 4-1 over the PUs going into 2015. Fred, you made a hire, and it was announced while we were in New York. Talk a little about the man that will be meeting for the first time, looking very much forward to meeting the new men's tennis coach.
Yeah, Jeremy Wertzman is our new guy, and I'm really, really excited about him. He's a dynamic young man, played at Ohio State, three big all Big Tens while he was at Ohio State. Great pro, very successful on the tour. Interestingly, went to Denver, where he was the assistant men's coach, and then flipped to become the head women's coach, and was the head women's coach there. Won a WAC Coach of the Year, Western Athletic Conference Coach of the Year, and then headed back to the Big Ten, associate head coach at Michigan, where he was identified as someone who was really key in a lot of their recruiting successes there. He's a New York guy, has a bit of a pipeline back into New York, which is obviously a hotbed for tennis generally, and men's tennis in particular. So we're really excited to welcome he and his wife, Gretchen, and their two daughters to Bloomington. I think it'll be a fantastic addition to the program. And I think the guys, well, I know the guys already have reacted really well to him because he's a dynamic guy. Plus, he's been there, done that. He's been successful at the Big Ten level, at the professional level. And I think our guys are excited to play for him.
Well, and they're all here, most of the, and he's just now getting a chance to meet his squad, and they'll be starting here before you blink twice, and they're all here at Yogi's to have a little team dinner, their first official function, after we talk with Jeremy Wertzman a little bit later. We'll talk more of Fred Glasgow behind the scenes, continue to do so, and talk about our academic, our department in the spotlight, and it is only fitting that so many are involved behind the scenes with the numbers that we do produce and tell you about. 86 fall athletes were named academic All Big Ten. I told you 20 of them were football players. We'll talk about those people, have lots more, talk hoops. Again, if you're in the neighborhood of 10th and Indiana, come on in. If you're a Hoosier fan, you can come in, touch, and, you know, take a picture of the old oaken bucket. If you wear black and gold, you can just come in and stare. And look
no
at it.
Touching.
And no touching allowed, says Fred Glass, and it is his show. We'll be back to continue along. BTS, we're live from Yogi's. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Tuesday night, our final show of 2014, and going behind the scenes with Vice President Director of Athletics at Indiana U, Fred Glass, and a little bit later, our new men's tennis coach, Jeremy Wertzman, will be joining us in from as being associate assistant head coach at University of Michigan, Ohio State Buckeye, but now an Indiana Hoosier. But before we talk hoops, let's talk about the people behind the scenes and men and women alike. And we've talked about how much the academic center has meant with the whole evolution of the North End Zone and the and what have you, the amenities that have been added, Fred, under your tutelage. But talk about them, because it's only fitting, because right now this is where you make it or not. And we could say that our student-athletes have made it more than not with their final exams and what have you moving on. But a lot of great people here on your team.
There really are, Joe. And like we were talking about before, they're so supportive of the programs, provide the support services that help these kids achieve, and not only guys that may be struggling to be a 3-0 or be eligible, but people that are the Mark Murphys of the world, to give them you know, the special tutoring and help, they can succeed at the higher levels. So it's a great, great group. We've actually added a considerable number of folks there to put our money where our mouth is in terms of making academics important. It's led by Maddie White, Associate Athletic Director, fairly new to that role, but certainly not new to academic support services. Maddie does a fabulous job. Marnie Mooney, of course, for men's basketball fame. Dan Woodside, Dustin Swanson, who's a key guy with football. Low Price. It's Lorraine, but I kind of like Low Price. And we call her Low. Yeah. And she's a former student athlete. Awesome.
Yeah.
Marcus Brown, Eileen O'Rourke, a former winner of Fred Glass's Spotlight, I believe.
Yes.
Krista Sist-Morris, a former winner of
Spotlight. A lot of familiar names.
Jennifer Rice, Angela Krillish, Aurea Young, Richard Winters, Tasha Buchmiller, Amy Wagner, Lori Vaughn, Lisa France, who works more on the leadership and life skills side, but Sherilyn Fosha. Great, great, great group. Really appreciate what they do. Just had lunch with them the other day, and they're fun and great camaraderie with that. So it's hard to pick is this the time when I should pick an employee in the spotlight?
Yeah,
it's hard to pick an employee in the spotlight from this great group, but I'm going to go with Dustin Swanson, who is primary areas in football. He does a great job with those guys. I think it's only appropriate given the amazing number of academic All Big Ten that they've been producing under Dustin's watch, and he's certainly a key part of that.
Yeah, and again, student athletes, to be all, you know, that's an average of 3.0 or better to be eligible for academic All Big Ten selection. And we gave you the fact that we had 86 this fall, kept putting the cap on that, 20 football players, as we mentioned. So congrats out to Dustin Swanson in our Spotlight employee, part of the academic services, moving through this tough week for student-athletes, getting their books in order, doing their tests, turning their papers in, and getting it done like they have for so many years. Well, you know, we look at our basketball campaign now, and combined 17-3, heading into the weekend after finals, the women's team. No surprise with Terry Moore. That was another great call on your part, bringing her over from Indiana State. And, you know, it's not amazing, because you kind of figured that with the quality of freshmen that were coming in and getting to know how she works things, it's no surprise this team's 9-1. But the freshmen big time now, collectively, they're about 5 or 6. On this team, night in, night out, are really, really contributing.
Yeah, Joe, if your listeners aren't coming out and checking out this team, man, they are missing out. They are fun to watch, with a capital F-U-N. The freshmen obviously are great. Our sophomores, a couple of the older kids. This is a really fun team. And Terry is, I think, just doing a great job. And she reminds me of like kind of a John Wooden master teacher. Very calm, very instructive, even keeled, but has a quiet charisma that I think is really getting through with these kids. And it's not the easiest thing to do, to teach and coach some kids, where the freshmen last year were all that, you know. So they're sophomores now, and they are. I mean, you know, you look at Taylor and Lauren and down the line, and then you get these very highly heralded freshmen coming in. And then to meld those together and keep that going, and I think Terry's done a great job with that, and it's extra challenging given that she's new to the program too. But I think those kids are doing a great job. I think Terry and her staff's doing a great job, and people ought to come out and watch them play, because they're really fun.
Well, and we want to mention that the first two games will be played, first two Big Ten games. They have a trip up to play Oakland University. Terry's going to give, as soon as finals are over, the women's teams 5 days off. And as Terry was saying earlier on our radio show this week, her gift to the team, and to spend some time with families. And then it'll be Rutgers and Michigan State, I believe, the first two home games there. We go up to Indianapolis. The fellas are 8-2, bounce back nicely after playing Louisville credibly at Madison Square Garden. Louisville's not going to lose many, and the Hoosiers play getting ready for the Big Ten campaign. And a tough one in Butler up at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, all part of the Crossroads Classic.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned that about Louisville, because I really thought our guys played really, really well against them. And then, you know, a couple shots rim out, and then the thing, you know, gets away a little bit at the end. But really like the way we played against what's one of the better teams in the country, and one of the better front lines in the country, which obviously is a little bit of our Achilles heel with this team. Although some of our guys are coming like gangbusters. Hunter looked like I don't know if he ate his Wheaties or his Cheerios or whatever he ate, but he came out hooping like crazy, and that's encouraging to see.
Yeah,
but like you said, go up and we'll play Butler. Butler's you know, flying high. I think they just maybe lost to the Tennessee Volunteers, but overall been playing well, top 15 team, and great opportunity for us. And it'll be fun to be at the Classic and celebrate Indiana collegiate basketball.
Well, Hunter's going to be key, any question about that. And he and Troy Williams, 25 points and 15 rebounds between them out of that interior front. And that being said, James Blackman making his name known as he plays each and every game, third right now in the league in scoring. And, of course, the defense will get tooled in, because defense will win Big Ten championships. And the Hoosiers open up on the road on New Year's Eve out at Nebraska. But that being said, a return trip. We were just there a week ago, got to go right back after Christmas to take on Georgetown. They've played many a home game there, kind of their home away from home in Manhattan there. So that's on the 27th or so? It's on the final Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be out there together again. And, you know, Madison Square Garden, even though Georgetown is home, they'll have a big crowd there. But it's almost like Assembly Hall East for us. I mean, the Hoosier fans turn out like crazy. And there was a huge contingent of IU fans. And not so many Louisville fans, and that's understandable, because, you know, IU alums are a lot more employable in Manhattan than people that go to Louisville. So you're not too surprised to see a preponderance of IU people out there, maybe not so many from Louisville, but still pretty much any game there's going to be a lot of IU people there, and they're having fun and going crazy, and really almost creates a home game atmosphere for us.
And by the way, after we take on Butler, have a game with the Privateers of New Orleans coming in. Good friend of mine, young man that grew up over here in Ellettsville, Mark Schlesinger, is the head basketball coach of New Orleans, played for EHS, graduated from EHS, and he is in charge of New Orleans, and that's a 7 o'clock Monday game. And it you know, I've said this for years, with the students now officially gone, there will be tickets available for that. Well, it makes a nice Christmas gift for friends and family that don't otherwise have an opportunity. I mean, it's a great time, 3 days before Christmas.
Absolutely, and I think those tickets are all going pretty quickly.
People
like to come in and see it, and I love to look up in what would normally be the student section and see all those families and a lot of dads and sons and daughters and grandchildren and so forth that are coming there for maybe the first time, or time when they don't get to too often, and they get after it too. They keep up a good cheering level, which we need in there, especially when the students are gone.
We had a lot of international presence, obviously, with Ray Lewis coaching the women over in Qatar as the World Championships were being held there. And while that was said, he's going to have a hand in the World University Games. I believe he's the head coach of the women over in South Korea when that comes around. That being said, and a young lady that we had on here after winning the NCAA championship in her specialty, Brooklyn Snodgrass, and you know, it's going to be a name that's going to stick with us for a while, and we'll think she was here for 6 or 8 years.
Right.
She's done so much and already has won two titles at the U.S. Nationals meet recently.
Yeah, and a great young lady. I kind of wore out my keyboard sending her congratulatory emails and being named the Big Ten Swimmer of the Week, and then all these various accolades. And very good student, by the way. And Ray's done a great job, and I like seeing him get recognition, and by extension, seeing Indiana University swimming being recognized, because you know we've got a great tradition in that, and we're kind of returning to prominence in the Big Ten and nationally as well.
Well, and Ron Helmer's got the indoor season off and winging. I was mentioning Monday a young lady, and you'll be hearing a lot from her, and that is Sophie Gudermuth, who set not only a new Gladstein Fieldhouse record in the pole vault. We've already had a pretty good one on the male side, and here is Sophie motoring along at 13:10. That set a new IU school mark, but right now, Fred, going into the bulk of the winter season, that's number one ranked among all vaulters in the NCAA. Great opportunity and award, Big Ten Field Athlete of the Week, Sophie Gudermuth.
Yeah, so Sophie's amazing, and that I think that's one of the most challenging events that we have, the combination of timing and strength, and it's beautiful to watch, and she does it better than most.
Well, any holiday wishes? We'll let it go there, and see you back in January after the, of course, always the best of the Glass Clan going out for the holidays. But any wishes to the Hoosier faithful as we wrap up 2014? It's been another a year of filled full of success, and what's so neat about this show is that we develop storylines from the people making the headlines, and that's what a good chunk of the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics producing these student athletes is all about.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe, but I want to turn it back to you and just say what a treasure you are for Bloomington and Monroe County, not only with helping shine the light on the stories behind the stories, but all the attention with the high school kids and the high school stories and the high school teams. And I sit at this table and there's a steady flow of people coming from the athletic department, the local high schools, and I hope people appreciate what you do to bring those stories to life. And so my holiday wish, Joe Smith, is that you have a great holiday season, and thank you for all you do for all of us.
We'll say good, give my best to the rest of the glasses. We'll see you soon enough. We'll see you in New York after Christmas, and Santa's been good to everyone. And we'll have an opportunity. By the way, one of the best tennis players, the Big Ten has ever produced, a proven track record as a player and team development, strong recruiting ties, as Fred Glass was mentioning. You'll meet the new men's tennis coach, Indiana University, Jeremy Wertzman. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Welcome back, everyone, and a nice round of applause for our new men's tennis coach at Indiana University, Jeremy Wertzman, everybody. And Jeremy joining us, and just hired while we were in New York with the basketball Hoosiers just last week. And Jeremy, first of all, welcome to Yogi's. Welcome to Indiana University. And, I know it's kind of had to be a blur here in this last week, but kind of talk how things have been, and it's great having you on board.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a hectic couple of weeks, but couldn't be more happy and honored to be here at Indiana. Great university and an amazing athletic department with Fred Glass and Jeremy Gray giving me this great opportunity here. So, excited.
Kind of a nice birthday gift, too. You told me you got a birthday coming up here Saturday, huh?
Couldn't beat that, yeah. Huh? December 20th, I'll be... Yep, so it's exciting to be here.
Well, I know Sam Kirchival, I ran into him earlier, and you got a lot of your new tennis play. Well, you got basically the tennis team in here, and Sam, of course, an outstanding instructor, not only collegiately, but on the high school beat at Bloomington South High School. He's all excited, but talk a little about these last few days, and, what's your impressions of the Hoosier program?
Yeah, I just arrived today, and I'll get to meet with the with the guys.
So this is all
this
Fred.
This is it. Yeah, you're my first meeting. So just getting here and excited. Gonna get to meet with the guys tonight and try to get to know them better. But I've definitely seen them play and know that they all are great players, and looking forward to getting started with them soon.
No question. And let's just get a little background information on you, and let's go back to your early days. You were not only an outstanding coach, or are an outstanding coach, you were an outstanding collegian. But how did the Buckeyes get a line on you playing in your early days in Rochester, New York?
It was just connections through the head coach. My brother played at Ohio State. He was 6-7 years older than I am, so always wanted to follow in his footsteps. So I decided to go to Ohio State, and it was kind of the building blocks of that program, the start of the trend there, and we definitely built a great team, and now they're doing very well.
getting back to the early days of your career, so to speak, tell us a little about the when's the first time you picked up a racket. It's always been a love of your life, obviously.
Of course, yeah. Tennis has always been my passion. Probably 3 years old.
Probably
could hit against the wall for hours at a time and fall asleep on the court. I just love playing, and ever since then, I really never stopped.
So you say your brother was older. How much of an influence did...
Yeah, he had a ton. Yeah. He played, watching him play college and played all the junior tournaments before that was definitely a big motivation for me and helped me kind of lead the way for how I learned from his mistakes, I guess you could say.
Jeremy Wertzman joining us, the new men's tennis coach. And, you know, we can, and before we hop back to the or get to the professional playing highlights, Jeremy, talk to me a little about you know, your progression through the collegiate ranks. And as I mentioned, obviously a three-time All Big Ten selection, just an outstanding record, played both singles and doubles. You know, tell us a little about your collegiate career when you were over in neighboring Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. By my senior year, I was playing extremely well, and I won the national title that year, the national indoors, and got to number one in the country, which was a huge goal of mine to achieve that. So, you know, it was really a lead up, and like I said, by my senior year, I was playing my best tennis and became All-American and the National Senior Player of the Year. So, you know, I think it was a lot of hard work, a lot of tough competition, but it was definitely worth it.
You know, you talk about your own personal toolbox, you know, you being in an All Big Ten, you being number one ranked in 2004, winning the ITAN National Championship. What was your game? What were some of your, you know, someone was going to scout you, what would they see out of you?
Yeah, I was definitely hit a lot of forehands. I didn't want to hit too many backhands out there, so I had to be nice and quick and fast and try to get around the backhand a lot. So a big forehand and an okay serve. So
who was your mentor? You mentioned your brother obviously had a big influence, but in your early ages of development, leaving high school or even in high school, then going to Ohio State, who had a big impact on your life as a future tennis coach?
You know, my parents were always a huge support for me, and they always were right there with me. So I think they definitely were a big influence, and you know, at every tournament and a ton of matches. And without their support and their love and everything that they did for me, I don't think I would have had the career I had.
Jeremy Wertzman joining us, the new men's tennis coach at Indiana University, and a young man that is still young in age, but he's been around the block, folks, coming to us from the University of Michigan. Fred Glass was mentioning, too, a little of both worlds, Jeremy, the fact that you've been a women's head coach out of Denver, but that being said, helped with the programs on the men's side, both at Ohio State and Michigan. Just talk a little about the experience of hopping and being within the confines now at a new school, but still familiarity with the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I think at every university I've been at and job move, you know, I've definitely grown and learned a ton. Like you said, at Denver as the women's head coach, I learned a lot about how to work with a team and try to get all the women on the team to work together and to go towards one goal. And then, you know, being at Ohio State, we played for a national title and made it to the national championship match and lost a tight match to USC. So that was an amazing experience to be a part of that team. And we won the Big Ten title as well and was ranked number two in the country. And then, you know, recently at Michigan, another great university, and trying to change the culture there and get the team to the level it could be at. So, you know, Indiana, I feel like, is a spot that we can do it all, and we can compete for Big Ten titles in the near future.
Well, and, you know, Michigan, following the Big Ten men and the women, and we'll get and talk a little about Lynn Loring here in just a second, only because you'll be sharing kind of that top rung over at the Assembly Hall. Michigan made the NCAAs last year, and you talked about building a culture. I guess if you have to take it apart, and there's so much with the holidays, a new job, your family, you haven't even met your squad yet, you'll get to know them. But how do you develop culture developing into a new program? What's on your future horizon?
Really, it's just getting a great relationship with all the guys on the team and having a strong connection with them all, and putting everyone in kind of a role that they want and that they understand, and then we go from there, and we learn together, we work together, and you know, I'm there always for their support, you know. So I think it's going to take a little bit of time, but I feel that with the experiences I've had, that, you know, the culture will get there soon.
Well, and you know, you brought up a good case in point, building those relationships. I don't care what sport you're talking about, coming in new, that is so key, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, I'm here to give a, like I said, give a great experience to these student athletes, and really be there for them and for whatever they need, and not to be selfish at all. It's all about giving, and hopefully they want to give and want to be part of a great team as well.
You know, Jeremy, you probably heard us talk about the number of student athletes that have been, well, we had 86 out of the fall, 20 on our football team, but student athlete, so vital, and tennis, both men and women here for decades have been, and I know you're very strong when it comes to getting it done in the classroom, carrying it over to the tennis center.
Exactly. You know, it's important to give it your all in all aspects, and how you do one thing is how you do everything. So I'm a true believer that you want to try to overachieve in all aspects of your life.
Well, you know, other than what's your general feel, I mean, you probably popped in and out of Bloomington competing with Ohio State and Michigan through your years, but how's it just feel to be, you just got here, right?
Yeah, just arrived today, so came in from Ann Arbor, and family will be joining me in January, but great feel, great family feel to it, a cool downtown that I feel like it is vibrant and a lot going on. So I think Bloomington's got a lot to offer, and you know, I can't wait to grow our family here and build the tennis program.
Talk about a New Year's resolution. Like I say, there's so much a maze going through your mind, you're through your temples right now, sitting down and wondering, okay, let's see where I start. Any general feel on and Jeremy Rosenthal, and you'll get to know him a little bit better. You have some, obviously, guys, Sam Onette, all Big Ten last year. You'll get to know these guys, but names I know from competing against Indiana you were aware of. It's not like the cabinet is closed and barren.
Right,
got some
right.
Talent.
Definitely have talent. I think the team is, like I said earlier, is ready to go, and you know, we're going to work hard to get the team moving in the right direction, everyone moving in the right way. And, you know, yeah, like I saw them play last year, and there's a ton of talent. And I've heard that they're extremely hard workers, which is great to hear.
You know, how much, and Lynn Loring, of course, he's the dean of coaches on the Indiana staff. I think 38 years now has taken Indiana to new heights with the women's program. How close to you, and you've been on both sides, having served a women's coach out of Denver, but how close do you kind of work to bring the whole total tennis program into vogue throughout the Big Ten, working with the likes of, say, Lynn Loring?
Yeah, Lynn Loring, he's a legend. So, you know, I'm just lucky that I'll get to learn from him with his 37 years here at IU, and probably more years as a head coach as well. But, you know, I'm fortunate and lucky enough to be able to learn from him, and hopefully he'll be able to share a few secrets that wins and works. I think he won a national title here, so can't get much better than that.
He did indeed, and many All-Americans and all Big Ten ladies, and you know, you talk, and we're talking with Jeremy Wertzman, the new tennis coach for the fellas, and we welcome him to Bloomington. He'll be meeting his squad. They'll have a little dinner here at Yogi's to kind of officially usher in the Wertzman era. But that being said, you look at, you know, building the team. What are the and recruiting? You like recruiting? I heard that was one of your strong suits. So
sure.
You go, I mean, there's got to be that obviously, that player coach player relationship.
Exactly, and that, like I said, that's one of my big strengths. So, just trying to build great relationships with the coaches in the Midwest and throughout the country, and as well as the players, and getting to really know them as people, getting to know the parents, and so when they come in, they know what to expect and they know what they want. And we know what we're looking for. So I think it's not always the best talent. I think it's more finding the right fit, the right type of person to come in and want to work as a team. And you might not always get that in tennis because it's such an individual sport in the juniors. But in college tennis, it's a little bit different, and you got to find the right team guys.
Well, you know, you're a three-time Pro Circuit singles finalist as well. Let's talk a little about you took it to another level. So, I mean, you were outstanding high school and then went to Ohio State and did your thing there, coaching. But talk a little about your professional career on the ATP World Tour.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I mean, it was a great experience. It's a tough life. You're out there on your own, supporting yourself, but learned so much, met a lot of great people, and you know, I played for about 2 years and kind of got up the ranks pretty quickly, but kind of steadied out a little bit and decided from there I wanted to get right into college coaching. So since then, the last 9 years, I've dedicated myself to coaching.
Well, you captured 9 Pro Circuit doubles titles. That your cup of tea? I mean, you did them both. I mean, you were singles and doubles. You enjoyed doubles more than singles as your young career was blossoming as a professional?
I think I just picked the right partners. I don't know if it was exactly me. So I was able to put myself around the right people.
Well, that is key, and Indiana University put their mitts on a guy that they think that will take them on to green grass here when we get outdoors in the spring. Have you even had a chance to look at the schedule for the upcoming year, anything like that?
A little bit. I've looked at it online. I got a printout of it today, and we got a lot of tough matches. There's a lot of almost every match we play is going to be a ranked team that's going to be gearing for us. So I think it's going to be a very competitive, a very challenging schedule. But you know, my philosophy is to play the best. So I think that's the only way to do it.
You know, and we look at the list that Jeremy Rosenthal gave us, and it is a young list. By that I mean freshman, sophomore, underclassmen. How many, recruiting-wise, how many do you immediately now, Jeremy, hit the recruiting trail, or what's the guidelines for that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're always recruiting. And, you know, coming from Michigan, I think it's just not – you kind of know a lot of the players. It's not too
right.
different. Tennis is kind of a small, everyone's kind of going after the same player. So I wouldn't say you really ever stop recruiting. I think it will be great to get IU out there and get myself out there to be seen and to meet a few more people so everyone knows that I'm here. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's too much different.
Do you now have to are you hiring a staff? Or
Yeah, I'm looking into that right now.
Okay.
That's the first thing I'd like to tackle. Be doing phone interviews and interviews in early January, and hopefully have that nailed down as the season begins.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because usually we do that. That's all said and done, and then we have you on, and it's kind of neat the way things kind of progress, that you're doing this first and then meeting your team and, you know, hiring your staff and what have you. And when that's all said and done, we'll have you back in here. But this is always your home, Yogi's
awesome.
Grill and Bar, and it was nice talking shop with you, and the best of luck to you in your career and era as the head men's tennis coach at IU, Jeremy.
Thank you. I could appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully you'll have me back on soon.
Oh, we will indeed. Jeremy Wertzman, everybody, the new men's head tennis coach, Indiana University. And we'll be back to close out the show. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Well, time to close things down. Our final show of 2014. Happy holidays from the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, Indiana University, bringing you tonight in part behind the scenes with Fred Glass. And boy, that was cool to have an opportunity even before he meets his team and forms his coaching staff, the new head men's tennis coach, Jeremy Wertzman, in from Michigan. And we'll be talking a lot with Jeremy and the players that will be playing for him on his first Indiana University tennis team. By the way, a lot's going on this week as we start to close up things. If I can find my sheet, and I can't tell you in the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Big basketball game. Top-ranked Southport comes in to take on the North Cougars in our broadcast game, and we'll have that Friday night. Chalk Talk and Andy Hodson at 7 o'clock. And don't forget the Hoosiers right here on the big screen, and they'll be playing in Indianapolis at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. There it is. I knew I'd finally run into it somewhere along the line. That'll be Fox Sports 1, and we'll have that right here on the big screen, starting with 2:30, Indiana and Butler. Our shortstop employee of the week, Amber Harmon. And again, we have Colts football on with Dallas at 3:30 on Sunday. Big doubleheader, Philadelphia, Washington, San Diego, San Francisco, starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday as well. For Austin Thomas, Joanna, Mike Glasscott, Jim Carl, everybody, Chris Carl, happy holidays from the staff and management, all of our sponsors. Happy holidays. We'll see you after the first of the year. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.